Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, we're going to head out west right now, bringing in one of my friends, Angie Johnson, who is the Steele County Extension agent. Angie, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Hey, I thought about you a bit after the rain this last weekend, and I thought, you know, we better get an update, Angie, and see if that made a big difference in some of those dry fields around your area.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, everybody basically throughout the county saw some rain. Now, in terms of how much, that's a little bit different story. You know, the intensity and the variability was pretty sporadic throughout the county. But yes, for the most part, we were able to see some good precipitation coverage from this last system that moved through.
Okay. Was there a fair portion of growers that were waiting for moisture, or did they just kind of do the planting and hope the moisture comes?
Yeah, we did. So we've got a pretty strong edible bean production program here in the county. And so just visiting with some edible bean growers last week, they were patient. They held out and had enough hope and prayer that we'd get some rain coming through. And sure enough, we did. And I think that's going to make for an excellent start to our seed bed when it comes to dry bean seeding. I mean, they're going to put those beans in the ground, and it isn't going to be long, and they're going to pop right up, which is what we want to see in our dry edibles, just because they're so, they have more ability to get some of those root rot type disease issues early on in the season. And so the sooner we can get them up and going, the better opportunity we're going to have for a successful crop.
Sure. Angie, you and I were talking a bit earlier today, and you had mentioned there was actually a portion, I'm guessing it was probably really not widespread, but you had a portion of the county that got up to 2 inches. Is that right?
Yeah. And so in visiting with some producers north of Sharon, which I've kind of been concerned on some of the northwest side of the county, because they've been missing out on some of these small showers we've had, and they indicated that throughout this rain system that started about Thursday, you know, and into last weekend, they've got a little just a shy over 2 inches. And so it sounds like a lot, but we're able to handle it right now. You know, where we're struggling honestly is where we've had fields that have been rolled. So typically a lot of our soybean and soon to be edible bean fields, the producers, we roll them to help with harvest ease. And the unfortunate part of that is it tends to break up our soil particles even smaller. And so any little wind, like you may have noticed today's lovely breeze, it doesn't take much and soil starts moving in the atmosphere pretty easily after it's been rolled.
Yeah, unfortunately we could use more rain again, even with the 2 inches and just some spots. So does this make it to a point where everybody can get in though? I mean, in your county for the most part, I'm sure there's still going to be pockets, but did you get enough moisture over this last 7 days to at least feel comfortable to start and be there?
Yeah, I feel really optimistic about it. You know, you look back at last year and I mean, my gosh, last year was record prevent plant PP acres. And now this year, it's exciting to be able to get those acres back into production and be able to actually access and get into those fields. So it's interesting how season to season, just within a few months, things really can change.
Again, that was Angie Johnson, the Steele County Extension Agent. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.